he had very high frequencies coming out of the bass. He was always playing somewhere up here rather than somewhere down there. And the bass cut very cleanly. In the days of poor amplification, that meant that I, in order to get my snare drum to cut, had to get the higher frequencies out of my snare drum. So I tended to play rim shots, which made the thing go pong, you know, 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 pong, you know.
Thank you. all that you had to do was be different from the previous band. Kind of unlike now, where kids regretfully have to be very like the previous band in order to get a job. You see what I mean? And then the whole thing was, if you sound like, if the bands that were around when I started, namely Yes, King Crimson, Moody Blues, Nice, Jethro Tull, etc. If you sounded like any of those people, forget it. You know, the point was to be different. And that's slightly different now. You know, and so it was very exciting. We could do anything we wanted to do, and did.